President Trump has declared himself unimpressed with the results of a DNA test done on Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. The test finds that Warren does have Native American ancestry, as she once claimed. The president frequently derides the Democratic senator's claim. Once he challenged her to take a DNA test. After Warren released the DNA results, she used them to push back against the president. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
Warren released news of the DNA test in a carefully orchestrated rollout, which includes a highly produced 6-minute video. In it, she tells the story of her Oklahoma roots, including how she'd grown up with the understanding that her mother's family has Native American blood going back several generations.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Warren. Is Dr. Bustamante in, please?
In the video, Warren speaks with Carlos Bustamante, a noted Stanford University genomic scientist who conducted the DNA analysis.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
Bustamante's analysis suggests that Warren has a Native American ancestor in her family tree on her mother's side, dating back 6 to 10 generations. That would make her as much as 1/32nd American Indian, or as little as 1/1000th American Indian.
Pocahontas, they always want me to apologize for saying it.
President Trump has frequently mocked Warren's claim of Indian ancestry, as he did at a rally this past summer in Montana. Warren calls these attacks racist and demeaning to Native Americans and to her parents.
The family they built and the story they lived will always be a part of me, and no one, not even the President of the United States, will take that part of me away. Not ever.
At that Montana rally, Trump said that if he had a chance to debate Warren, he'd challenge her to take a DNA test to prove it.
And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
So today, Warren tweeted that her DNA test proves that she has nothing to hide, and she urged the president to release his tax returns. She also told him to send $1 million to a nonprofit that protects Native American women from violence. Warren's Republican opponent, State Rep. Jeff Deal, says the DNA test is the latest evidence that Warren is no longer interested in being a senator.
What she's doing now is just trying to make national news in a way that, again, highlights the fact that she really wants to run for the presidency.
Deal says if Warren is planning to run for president, she should drop out of the Senate race. For her part, Warren says after the November election, she'll take a hard look at a White House bid. But she's already done a lot to lay the groundwork for that. She's raising a lot of money, campaigns frequently across the country, and has deployed her own staffers in early primary states. Marianne Marsh, a Boston-based Democratic consultant, says Warren has also emerged as Trump's toughest antagonist, which puts her in a strong position if she does decide to run.
Nobody gets under Donald Trump's skin more than Elizabeth Warren. She's done it in the Senate, but now it looks like she's going to launch a national campaign, and she has the opportunity to show everyone how she would be the best person to take on Donald Trump.
The DNA test is part of that effort, an attempt to neutralize one line of attack. Asked about Warren's DNA test today, President Trump said, "Who cares?" When pressed about his offer to give $1 million to charity if Warren took the test, the president said, "I didn't say that." But in fact, he did. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.